The Bass Leaders release Delta. It's coming out at the end of February in Europe, but middle of March in the United States. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind this release?
Actually, there was no direct concept planned, but when you follow the tracks, you will find out that there is some red line between the songs, which are kind of very metaphorical, again, with this, you know, Visions of Atlantis typical water trademark and this water touch. This is actually the concept, again, of the album, and yeah.
And in terms of the band sound, what do you guys wanted to push further with this release compared to the previous album, since this album took 4 years to in the making?
We wanted to mix the older albums a bit. This is very, very important for us, and I think we did a good job in it, not to disappoint old fans and to find new fans as well, you know. Very soundtrack stylish, but also those catchy choruses typically for Visions of Atlantis, so I think, yeah,
and
this is the goal.
And in terms of the new members, how worried were you guys that people were not going to like the new vocalist, since that seems to be one of the main cornerstones?
Oh yeah, you're always worried about this stuff a bit, but actually we were very, very satisfied when Maxineel joined the band, because she's just a unique, great voice, and you know, we all knew that she will do a hell of a job, and so it's great. And the first reactions tell us that we were right.
Oh, then how was your selection process for the female vocalist, and what made you guys pick her at the end?
Oh, no, in the end it was the reason, because there was so much emotion and in the voice, and the warm voice and the very unique voice, and nowadays you have to be very unique in all way possible. This was the reason.
Okay, well, and in terms of like touring schedules, you guys are currently touring in Europe. Are there any plans of coming to the States, and anything in the works?
The reactions are very, very good by the people. We're now in Belgium, Charleroi today, yesterday another Germany show. It was really, really cool until now.
Are you guys planning on touring North America?
Oh, if we went to tour America again, yes, of course. Would be, of course, a great, great opportunity.
But do you guys have any plans of doing that, or it's still just...
No, not yet. But nothing I'm allowed to talk about, as you may understand.
And what makes you guys feel that this album sets you apart from the rest of the bands? What elements do you think are what makes you guys, well, better than other bands?
I think that there is this mixture of so many different styles of metal, symphonic, much influences of power metal at the moment with the new album, and also the permanent duets between male and female voices, and the great orchestration, of course.
But what do you feel personally? What's your favorite thing of the album then?
For me personally, everything. Especially the dramatic parts.
And how involved were you in this whole writing process and creating the music for this release?
The songwriting process is made by Mario Plank, the male vocalist, and me, the keyboardist. And yes, and this is actually the way the album was created.
And what were you shooting for personally when you were laying out the orchestrations and everything for this release?
Good question. I'm not sure.
So you just sat down and played whatever came to your mind?
The ideas, well, it's years of experience with writing songs, and inspiration.
Okay, well, I guess, is there, like, just to kind of keep it quick for you, are there any things that you want to add to the people in North America that are going to be listening to this short interview?
Oh, yes, of course. We wish that we can return to the United States very, 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 very soon. We're doing everything possible to make this happen again. We hope that people will like Delta the way we love it.